Good morning. It is Sunday, December 2nd, 2012. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callum.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Support for KUAF comes from the University of Arkansas Bookstore, and it's Holiday Appreciation Day for U of A faculty and staff. It's Tuesday, December 4th. Razorback apparel, gifts, and more will be offered. Store locations include the Garland Avenue Bookstore, the U of A Student Union, the Northwest Arkansas Mall, and Pinnacle Hills Promenade in Rogers. uofastore.com for more information.
Ahead on Weekend Ozarks, it's December, so we have a few ways to celebrate Christmas, from a pageant to picking your very own tree.
But first, ground will be broken early this new year on a much-anticipated Northwest Arkansas highway project. It's known as the Fayetteville Flyover. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us there in her truck.
I'm heading north on College Avenue, and I'm wanting to catch I-540. And if you've ever tried to do that, you know what a hassle it is. Because you have to turn onto Joyce, or pretend you're turning onto Joyce Boulevard in the mall area, and wait in line in the left-hand turning lane. Sometimes you have to go through several stoplight changes, and then take a quick U-ey, boot it, and get into the right-hand lane, and merge onto Fulbright Expressway to catch I-540.
The alternative, if you're driving from Midtown Fayetteville, is to head west to link up with I-540 off of North Street, or head north up Gregor Garland. All options are heavily trafficked, but the good news is that very soon you will be able to fly over all this mess. Chris Brown is Fayetteville City Engineer.
What you will be doing in order to use the flyover as you're coming down College Avenue, just after you pass the Millsap intersection, you'll be able to enter a ramp, and it'll come off the left side of the road, so it'll kind of be a left exit. Fly up and over the southbound 71B traffic and all of the Fulbright Expressway traffic, and then you'll then be able to enter onto the Fulbright Expressway westbound.
And there's more good news. The flyover will also provide an exit onto the Steel Street Crossing SMN Business Park north of the Medical District and just south of the Northwest Arkansas Mall.
Just south of the Olive Garden. Obviously, there has been a lot of development occurring around the Fulbright Expressway. Over the years, there have been some very large commercial developments. The Medical Park, as you said, and of course, Washington Regional came in, and that has generated additional development around that. So the big box stores that have came in out there, they draw traffic, which also draws additional development. So we certainly have seen that area grow as an economic driver for the city. It's a large tax base for us. The problem with the Fulbright Expressway is it's a controlled access facility, so there aren't many access points, and that's really been the weakness of that area. It's just getting into that shopping area and into the mall area has been a little bit difficult because of the controlled access facility.
As population grows in Northwest Arkansas, so does traffic, which Chris Brown says is expected to double by 2025.
And so we do continue to see traffic grow. Now, one thing about the traffic is the Joyce Boulevard intersection and College Avenue intersection is pretty much maxed out. It just can't really handle any more traffic. So to see any growth there, it's really not possible just because you can't push any more traffic through that intersection than we have now. And the flyover actually will help that intersection probably more than anything else. Of course, the flyover will parallel College Avenue, Highway 71B, and it'll be as much as 10 feet higher than College Avenue as it turns and goes turns into the bridge and goes to the west. We will have to be probably 18 feet or so over the top of all the roadways that we cross. So we're 18 to 20 feet in the air in many cases.
Project's part of the Spring 2007 Fayetteville Expressway Economic Development Corridor, designed to improve accessibility to districts adjacent to the Fulbright Expressway, Interstate 540, and College Avenue from Millsap Street to Zion Road. This $7 million flyover project is being funded by both the Fed and the state.
So the construction funding and the funding for the entire project is paid for by the federal aid funding that we received, and that was actually received back in 2005 in the transportation bill in 2005. it was an earmark, so it was allocated to this specific project. And then it's an 80-20 match, so it's 80% federal aid funding, and then the 20% that the city has to provide comes from our transportation bond fund, which again was approved in 2006. The total cost and the total cost of the flyover is about $7.7 million. So it's about $5.2 million of federal funding and then the remainder of city transportation bond funds.
One-minute domain declarations were necessary for securing property to build the flyover, with property easements adjacent to existing public highways, plus the design and engineering phase is complete. On Tuesday, November 20th, the Fayetteville City Council approved a $6.3 million construction contract with Emery Sapp & Sons of Columbia, Missouri.
Once all the approvals are in, the paperwork is done, we'll be ready to go to construction. So early 2013 is when we expect construction to begin.
And Chris Brown warns that drivers will need to be patient during the construction phase.
And we will have lane closures on Highway 71B North as we're building the ramp. We also will have to close lanes on the Fulbright Expressway to make the tie-in to the expressway. The bridge, of course, will be constructed over the top of roadways that have traffic on them. So we will have to completely close those roadways as we're setting the steel for the bridge. That will be done during the overnight hours, and they'll be allowed to close only for a short period of time, maybe 30 minutes at a time, to set each piece of steel, and then traffic will continue to flow. So there will be traffic disruptions. It will mostly be lane closures, and obviously there will be traffic backups, and there will be some pain that people experience related to that. But in the end, it will be worth it, we believe.
And what about alternative routes to avoid construction delays?
We will work with the contractor on that, and we'll put out press releases and send out information at certain times. There are certain critical times that we would ask the public to find alternate routes, but generally they'll be able to work through with the existing traffic.
And one more thing, easing eastbound Fulbright traffic into the regional hospital district is a brand new $2.6 million roundabout.
Well, the roundabout, I mean, basically a roundabout is a circular intersection. So as you enter the intersection, you will see a circle. You will enter, always make a turn to the right and go around in a counterclockwise direction, and then you'll exit off to whatever leg of the street that you're going to. Roundabouts have been proven to be much safer and also much more efficient than other types of intersections. So the four-way stop that's there that the roundabout is replacing, we do see some traffic backups, especially when you have multi-lane four-way stops like that one is. People really, there are just too many cars to try to keep track of, and the roundabout really will reduce the number of things that drivers have to look at and make decisions about. So it allows traffic to move much more smoothly. You don't have to stop at a roundabout as you come to it. You do have to yield to traffic that's in the roundabout. But we've run the traffic models, and all the models that show will make that a much more efficient intersection.
Plus, roundabouts save drivers money because they burn less fuel from engine idling and tend to be more attractive with landscaped islands to circle about. The Fayetteville flyover is an 18-month construction contract, so will be completed by mid-2014. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.